It's game two of the NLCS. Chicago with a 1-0 lead over the Dodgers from Wrigley Field. Hall of Famer Andre Dawson throwing at the ceremonial first pitch, and Clayton Kershaw taking the mound for the Dodgers following his game five save. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs after leaving his NLDS start early with an injury. Top of the second inning, Kershaw gets some support as Adrian Gonzalez faces Hendricks.
He can go on tears where he is an RBI machine. This one hit in the air to left center field. It is gone. Dodgers lead. It's Adrian Gonzalez going deep. 1-0 LA. And it was Gonzalez who told us outside their clubhouse before tonight's game, Kershaw on the mound, get him a couple early and let him settle in.
Here's the 1-2. Call strike three. Third strikeout of the game for Kershaw. He's retired the first seven batters. 21 strikes and 9 balls. Here's the 1-2. Call strike three, and that's going to do it. Two on, two out. Dodgers 1-0 in the fifth. And there's a pop-up left side. Turner's camped underneath it. A step in foul territory. He'll make the catch, and the inning is over.
With the left-handed hitting Jack Peterson coming up, and I can only assume this is a hunch or a feel by Joe Maddon. Nothing and one, the count, two on with one out. Broken bat. That is a short hop. And they have the other runner hung up. What a smart play by Baez. Inning is over. We see a different view right here. See how far off the bag Rizzo is. Now he goes to second. Russell, for a moment, if Gonzalez keeps running, he might get to third, because I think Russell was confused.
Totally.
Baez yelling at Russell to throw to third once Gonzalez stopped. A leadoff walk.
Would Dave Roberts go to this well again? He brought on Kenley Jansen as closer in the seventh inning of game five in Washington.
The 0-2, Zobrist takes call, strike three. Roberts, I think, wants to look Clayton into the eye and say, are you all right? What you got left? And the pitch. Fly ball center field. Back goes Peterson, way back and in front of the wall. He'll track it down, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, one walk, one left. We go to the eighth, 1-0 Dodgers. Kenley Jansen, who on Thursday night threw a career-high 51 pitches, now is going to be called upon for a two-inning save. Jansen to Contreras. Swung on and missed, strike three. Jansen set the pitch to Montero. Swung on and missed, strike three, and that will end the inning. Kenley Jansen will face Dexter Fowler, Chris Bryant, and Anthony Rizzo. And the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. 0-2 to Bryant. Jansen deals. Call strike three on the outside corner. Two out in the ninth. Rizzo, 32 home runs this year. Here's a pitch. He lines it on into the glove of Utley, and the Dodgers hang on and win it 1-0. Behind Clayton Kershaw and Kenley Jansen of two innings of spotless relief. This series is all even at a game apiece as the Dodgers head home for game three.
The Dodgers even up the NLCS at 1-1 following a 1-0 victory over the Cubs Sunday. Clayton Kershaw throws the best postseason start of his career. 7 scoreless innings, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, 2 hits on 84 pitches. MLB.com's Jeff Nelson is in Chicago with a recap of game 2.
The postseason is all about guys stepping up in big situations, and that's exactly what Clayton Kershaw did for the Dodgers in the NLCS in Game 2. How about 7 shutout innings, only giving up 2 hits, walking 1, striking out 6. The Dodgers could not afford to go back to L.A. down 2 games. Instead, they turned to their ace. Kershaw was outstanding. We saw that dominant fastball of 94 to 96 miles an hour. Also, that dominant breaking ball, proving that he's one of the most dominant pitchers and amazing pitchers in postseason history, also in the league. This guy was amazing. He kept the Cubs hitters off balance. He also became the only starter at Wrigley Field in postseason history with a scoreless start.
With the series tied at a game apiece, MLB.com's Jeff Nelson and Allison Footer preview Game 3.
Jeff, obviously big win for the Dodgers in Game 2. Now it moves back. We've got Rich Hill against Jake Arrieta. Yeah, it seems like it's a little bit lopsided, but we've kind of thought that the Dodgers were a little overmatched. So far, they have not been. So we don't really know what to expect.
No, we don't. I mean, you have Rich Hill on the Dodgers' side. You know, the Dodgers have really been careful with him, obviously, with the blisters on the left hand. You know, it affected him early in the DS, his couple starts that he had, and especially in Game 5. Didn't go very long against the Nationals. They didn't want to overexpose him and possibly have those blisters flare up. So, obviously, when you go out, the weather's going to be warm in L.A., so you're wonder, okay, how's that going to affect him? On the other side, Arrieta, how about this guy? He's going to be your Game 3 starter. I mean, he was a Cy Young Award winner last year for the Cubs, and this guy's your Game 3. So, obviously, a pivotal Game 3. You know, you always want to have the momentum shift. Right now, it's the Dodgers going back home to L.A., but you have one of your aces if you're the Cubs in Arrieta. This guy was outstanding. Look at him when he faced the Giants. Also, he's not bad at the plate. This guy, big three-run homer off of Bumgarner, so you really have to be careful with him. You look at the DS with the Cubs, you know, is him and Bryant was the only offense that you've seen. So it's going to be a great matchup. So obviously the momentum shifts a little bit because the home field goes to L.A., but you have Jake Arrieta for the Cubs on the mound.
The Dodgers definitely needed to split the series in Chicago before taking it back to L.A., so they have to feel pretty good about their chances going home.
Oh, absolutely. They didn't want to go to L.A. down 2-0. I mean, that's definitely what you didn't want to do. You had to. You come into an opposing city in a playoff with 1-2. You have to try to – your goal is to split. If you come out with a sweep, the first two games are great. But now the home field switches. It goes out to L.A. Can one team win 3 in a row and win the series? You know, who knows? This series, you know, it's been – mind-boggling anyway. Closers coming in seventh innings, eighth innings. I mean, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, it's set up good, well for the Cubs. I mean, they have Arrieta going for Game 3, Hill going for the Dodgers. You know, you would think the advantage goes to the Cubs because of Arrieta, but it's a pivotal Game 3. It's a must-win for both teams, obviously.
It's really interesting because after the NLDS was over, we were talking about how the Dodgers are exhausted. They're running on fumes. They've got nothing left. And it just seems like things have kind of reset, even though somebody needs to step up at the bullpen besides Jansen.
Well, they do. I mean, even for both sides. I mean, you have Chapman had to come and pitch the ninth in Game 2. You had Jansen had to get 6 outs in Game 2. So somebody with 3 games in a row has to step up in that middle relief. You can't expect Hill to go 6 or 7 innings like Kershaw did, and you also can't expect maybe you can't expect Arrieta to go deep in the game and also Lackey. So somebody in that bullpen has to step up in the next 3 games.
During the playoffs, obviously, everybody is facing good pitching for the most part every single day. So you can't be too hard on an offense for maybe not doing as well as it does during the regular season. That said, the Cubs have really not been hitting at all in these first 2 games.
Well, they haven't, and they haven't been hitting even in the DS. I mean, you look at Addison Russell at shortstop. This guy's really struggled. You look at Rizzo, one of their big guys, could be, you know, is going to wind up getting some MVP votes during the regular season, has really struggled. You know, Baez has been outstanding. You look at Bryant has been outstanding. You know, even in the DS, they've struggled until Game 5. In Game 1, they finally came through in the ninth inning. You know, that was because of Montero, and then Fowler hit a home run. But, you know, good pitching is going to shut down good hitting. On the other side, the Dodgers have done the same thing. They haven't been roping the ball either. I mean, you have Adrian Gonzalez has really come through and has gotten 3 RBIs, you know, in the first 2 games. Other than that, they haven't seen anything. So both sides have really struggled. The pitching have been dominant. Kershaw, obviously, in Game 2. Somebody's got to step up. I think both teams are putting a lot of pressure on themselves. Obviously, you look at the lineup that the Cubs bring, you know, amazing 1-9. The Dodgers as well, a lot of great young hitters. Right now, both a lot of pressure on both sides.
Teams are not going to be facing bad pitching in the postseason, so you kind of have to give a little leniency when a team is not hitting as much as it did during the regular season. That being said, the Cubs have really been struggling.
Well, they have, and you know, Addison Russell's really struggled. Anthony Rizzo has really struggled. Heck, Anthony Rizzo is going to get some MVP votes, and you know, throughout the DS and also the NLCS through the first couple games, he's not hit the ball well at all. So you need somebody besides Bryant and maybe the pitchers to do something. Even the Dodgers on the other side, you know, they've really struggled. I mean, you look in Game 2, 5 total hits between both teams, 2 by the Cubs, 3 by the Dodgers. Just so happened only 1 run scored. That was Adrian Gonzalez. He has really picked it up so far in the NLCS. But offensively, you know, yeah, good pitching is going to shut down good hitting, and we saw that in Game 2 with Kershaw, his performance. We saw what Lester did in Game 1. And, I can see that happening the rest of the way. I mean, it's going to be, you know, scratch and claw to get runs. You got to make something happen on the base pass. You know, these guys during the regular season aren't going to step up sometimes during the postseason. We haven't seen that. Montero stepping up big in Game 1 with the grand slam. But overall, pitching's going to win over, and that's what it's been. You know, I think Anthony, see both sides putting a lot of pressure on themselves. The Cubs, after their big year, you know, barely getting by, you know, the DS in the four games. Also, you know, look at the Dodgers taking the Nationals all the way to game five. So offense hasn't been on both sides. It's going to be pitching anyway the rest of the way.
How hard is it for young players, especially like on the Cubs side, because there's so much attention on them and so much focus, and they've had so much success at such a young age. How hard is that right now to not put pressure on themselves?
Well, I mean, you have Contreras and Baez. It doesn't seem like they don't even know what's going on. I mean, they're doing outstanding. You have Brian. Anthony Rizzo, I think, is really putting a lot of pressure on himself. Even Ben Zobrist. Ben Zobrist says, after last year being with the Royals and winning the World Series, coming over here, having a great year, but really struggling in the postseason, you can see these guys doing too much. Sometimes maybe that workout day on Monday is going to calm these guys down, knowing, okay, hey, we have Arrieta on the mound. Slow the game down just a little bit. Know what, hey, I got to shorten up my swing, not try to hit a home run the whole all the time. Try to make things happen. And even with the Dodgers, the same way. The Dodgers, you have a veteran in Adrian Gonzalez, and I think we've seen what he's done with some of these younger players. And the example that he leads when he gets into the box and the two key hits in the first couple games, you know, that's the, I guess, advantage for the Dodgers. The Cubs, you have to slow some things down. It can't be all on the young guys. Yeah, you're glad that they even don't even know what's going on right now.
It's the best playoff start in Clayton Kershaw's career. He throws seven scoreless innings, allowing just two hits. Here's his reaction.
After Dave came out and that, you know, I kind of can kind of talk my way into it. I really wanted to, I wasn't probably not going to trust me again after that, but fortunately hit it at somebody, so it was good.
Did you did this game feel physically different at all for you given the workload in the past few days?
No, it felt pretty similar. I was a little more concerned with just as a starting pitcher, you like to be routine oriented, and every 4 days kind of know what you're going to do. So obviously my last few, 7 or 8 days has been a little different. So just kind of going into the unexpected, I think more than anything, was a little bit that was more so of my concern than the workload or anything like that.
L.A. got an early 1-0 lead and then got great pitching to even the series. Here's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
Dave, before that Baez at bat, when you went out to talk to Clayton, you obviously know Clayton's not going to tell you he wants to leave, but what are you looking to hear when you talk to him, and what was your reaction, I guess, to the line drive?
Well, I think that for me, I had every intent to go out there and get him and go to Kenley. But as I went out there, looked him in the eye, and just obviously the confidence that Clayton has to get a hitter. And I went with my gut and just kind of, he said, we can get this guy, I can get this guy. And at that point in time, that's all I needed to hear. So it was just about him executing, and obviously Baez got into it. So we all held our breath a little bit, but to see Clayton, with what he's done, obviously this season, but you're looking at the recency of his last four outings and the time span, and what he's given us in October is really something special. And he left it all out there. That's what he does. And to go to Kenley for six outs, it was just, I think that you couldn't have scripted it any better. And it was just another fun ball game.
Kenley Jansen got the final six outs for the save, striking out four, and was very motivated to close it out following Kershaw's strong performance.
Kenley Jansen, you never had a six-out save before in your career. Welcome to October. How did it feel?
Man, this is all fun. There's the two best teams playing right now. We're facing the best team in the National League. You just got to feed off it, Whenever you face best hitters like that, great hitter like that, you just want to go out there and compete, especially, Kersh did in game five, and, come out here and carry this team on his back is just give you a little bit more energy to go out there and take over and try to get that win.
Kenley, what did you think of the way that Kershaw pitched tonight? You've been teammates with him since you were teenagers in the Gulf Coast League. The effort, the way he pitched tonight.
Man, that's awesome. Watching Kersh, that kind of show you he's the best in the game. His stuff that he had, the way how he pitched against this team, that's great. He showed you again, he can carry, he can just put this team on his back and carry on and try to get that victory.